Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is love. Our scripture today can be found in 1 John 4:12. It says, "No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us." In one of the most beautiful and oft-quoted verses of scripture, the Apostle Paul wrote that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It is a love that never ends. 1 Corinthians 13, 7-8a. It was a love that Paul had come to know as a former persecutor turned disciple of Jesus Christ. Because of the amazing presence of God's grace, Paul knew what the power of love could do. A love that bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things is a love that enables us to love God with heart, soul, mind, and strength. It is what makes the love of our neighbor possible. This is the essence of what the writer of 1 John was saying. If we love one another without compromise, the presence of God is sparked within us. And as a result, everything we do is an outgrowth of love, and God begins to be perfected within us. Every component of the United Methodist Code of Conduct flows from this foundational understanding. When God's love abides within us and God's love is made complete in us, we will understand what it means to love one another. Dignity, respect, integrity, kindness, justice, and accountability are all branches on the tree of love. These core principles are not possible without the root of love firmly planted within. Because of love, this conduct rises in our consciousness and becomes a non-negotiable priority for how we love one another. To commit to a code of conduct is not easy. It takes intentionality, prayer, and the support of others. Most of all, it takes love. And when it works, and it does work, it is a never-ending love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. May it be so. Thank you for listening today. My name is Letitia Mayberry Wright, and I just read a devotion written by Bishop Thomas Bickerton. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/devos.